It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. 6:30 now at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have some cloudiness, 63 degrees. KSL's top story, one person is dead, several others critically injured in a mass shooting in Bryan, Texas. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the suspect in that mass shooting is now in custody following a high-speed chase and shooting.
Texas DPS encountered that vehicle. I believe they had a pursuit with that vehicle. I know they had a confrontation with it, and I know that a trooper was shot.
The trooper is undergoing surgery and is in stable condition. Four other people are in critical condition after the shooting at a custom cabinet factory in Bryan, Texas. The suspect was an employee at that plant. The latest mass shooting comes on the same day President Biden unveiled a half dozen executive actions on gun control, the president calling U.S. gun violence an epidemic and an international embarrassment.
Every day in this country, 316 people are shot every single day.
The measures include calling for tighter regulations on so-called ghost guns made from kits and gun modifications like pistol stabilizing braces. Federal agencies who don't normally help investigate gun crimes, like the Department of Transportation and the Postal Service, are offering their help to crack down on gun violence in Philadelphia. Acting U.S. Attorney Jennifer Arbiter Williams has a message for those wishing to commit a violent crime.
The moment you commit that violent crime, you will feel dread like never before, because we are coming after you.
The initiative is called All Hands on Deck. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
No real answers in a mass shooting in Rock Hill, South Carolina last night that claimed five lives. The alleged shooter was former NFL player Philip Adams. He died of what is believed a self-inflicted gunshot wound. York County Sheriff Kevin Tolson in South Carolina says they found Adams' body in his parents' home nearby.
At around 2:30 a.m., we confirmed that Mr. Philip Adams, that the suspect was deceased in a bedroom in the home.
Among those killed, a prominent South Carolina doctor, his wife, two grandchildren. Also dead, one of the two air conditioning technicians working outside. The other one is in critical condition. Some high praise and a lot of harsh criticism in Utah for President Biden's executive orders on gun control. Supporters believe his orders will curb gun violence, while others say the president's information is wrong. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Part of the president's orders include $1 billion in grants for gun violence prevention programs in areas with high amounts of crime. Representative Angela Romero would like to see money go toward after-school programs and the Boys and Girls Club.
If you start early and you do the preventative education, it does work.
She also supports the president's call for a national red flag law, but Clark Apotian with the Utah Shooting Sports Council calls that a gun confiscation scheme.
What the red flag folks want to do is essentially confiscate the gun and then deal with due process later.
He also says the president is mischaracterizing so-called ghost guns, saying they're not completely untraceable like the president says. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Teens in the Salt Lake School District are rejoicing today. This fall, they get to sleep in. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Aird says the school board approved an 8:45 start time.
The Salt Lake School Board voted Tuesday to push the start time of the high schoolers back an hour and push the end time back a half an hour. So there'll be an 8:45 to 3 schedule. The move is based on new data that shows a later start time is good for kids academically and their social and emotional learning. The district says the middle and elementary schools will change times too, but they're still figuring out those schedules.
The school board's vice president, Nate Salazar, says they want to study how this change impacts the children. The National Institutes of Health is studying allergic reactions to the COVID vaccines. The NIH is looking specifically at these rare cases of severe reaction after getting Pfizer or Moderna, mostly among those with histories of allergies. The study will enroll about 3,400 adults between 18 and 69 years old. And a Colorado mass vaccination site had to pause operations yesterday. Nearly a dozen people experienced adverse reactions. Now, officials say about 1,700 people received the J&J vaccine at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, but 11 people reported nausea and dizziness. Two were taken to a nearby hospital out of an abundance of caution. That's two out of 1,700 people. KSL News Time 6:35. UNICEF is thanking the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for its recent $20 million contribution, mostly to support vaccination efforts. UNICEF's executive director, Henrietta Fore, released a video message about the donation.
Latter-day Saint Charities is stepping up once again with a significant donation, a donation that will serve and save lives around the world.
The group is now working to distribute 2 billion COVID vaccines in nearly 200 countries this year. KSL News Time 6:35. We turn to Ricky Meese for a look at the traffic. All done?
Almost. Salt Lake County and I-15 in Utah County, all our freeways are looking good. It's Davis County where we have leftover slowdowns northbound I-15 traveling through Kaysville, Layton, and Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And coming up, up, up and away for the Mars helicopter. My Minute of News is next. Up and away.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.